Hello and welcome to the Cultivated by Karen show. I'm your host, Karen Antonini. This show is a blend of culture, cuisine, and comfort. So if you're interested in exploring culinary and cultural experiences, learning about people whose love for food and drink have inspired enterprises, and discovering a few new recipes, you've come to the right place.
Welcome, friends. Today, I am delighted to introduce my guest, Jean-Baptiste Henry, CEO and owner of ceramics cookware company, Emile Henry. Jean-Baptiste represents the sixth generation of the company from fathers to sons for over 170 years. Founded in 1850 in the small town of Marcigny in the province of Burgundy, France, the company has a long history and tradition of being faithful to their craftsmanship and maintaining the beauty of their products, which are thoughtfully created to be both useful and durable. This family-run independent manufacturer is proud to uphold the made-in-France tradition. Emile Henry products are inspired by the environment, reflected through the array of colors which express happiness and generosity. The philosophy of Jean-Baptiste and that of his company is that when the consumer is cooking and creating beautiful memories with their products, they are perpetuating traditions with their families through cuisine. This is the essence of Emile Henry. Welcome to the show, Jean-Baptiste. It's such a pleasure to have you here today.
Well, yes, thank you. Bonjour.
So you are, this is a very special company, and I just to preface that it's very special, and I've really enjoyed my research about Emile Henry, so I'm excited to dive into this. So Jean-Baptiste, you are the sixth generation heir of Emile Henry. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the company and how it got started?
Yeah, sure. So it's a very long and rich history like we have in France. The history started in 1850, and Jacques Henry at that time was a potter, and he was doing pieces by hand, one by one, and we have kept his degree of potter, which is the oldest archive we have. And then he started to have more people working with him, selling here in Burgundy and probably doing products in ceramic for local markets. That's what I've been told, at least, and I'm sure that's the case. And then Jacques Henry passed on to his son, Paul, and then Emile. He was the third generation. And my grandfather, Maurice, and then my father and myself. During this long history, what has been always a part of our day-to-day is ceramic. So it's like a passion to produce ceramic, to work ceramic, to innovate in ceramic, and food, of course, cooking is... has always been here every day since 173 years, 70 even more. So we've been, I think it's very cultural. I mean, it makes sense and it has sense that Emile Henry is there because we are in the heart of Burgundy and there are here a lot of cooking traditions, as you know, in France in general and in Burgundy, especially, maybe more than in other regions of France. And even to French people, Burgundy means a lot for in the images that comes to our mind when we talk about Burgundy is good food, good moments, cooking, nice houses, enjoy this way of life, of this lifestyle, let's say. And that's why I think it really makes sense that he is there and he's still there. It's a long and rich history. Then, of course, we had the history of our country, so the two wars and a lot of special moments in the long history of the factory and of the brand. But yes, we are still producing the same place in Marcigny, Burgundy. We still produce ceramic and we are still passionate for cooking. That's from the very beginning.
That's so beautiful. And of course, the French culture and family meals and cooking together, it's so important. So that must have made an impression on you growing up with this company. And how involved were you as in your younger years with the company as you grew up around this?
Good question. Of course, I knew it was a family company. I found out quickly. My dad was it was his job, and it was also the job of my grandfather. I didn't remember my grandfather working. It was part of our family life, let's say, but in a smooth way. Because my dad didn't want to mix everything, family and business. So, for example, I never worked at the factory when I was young. But for sure, I heard my dad talking about his job. He was always coming back at home with samples to try. He was talking about his last travel to San Francisco or Seattle to try to match what we can do with what American customer expect, and all these kind of things are part of my kids' memory.
That's amazing. And of course, the products that were there then and still remain. What I find so beautiful is your color palette, which reflects, like you say, that the region and the food, all of those elements combined. When was that big color palette really introduced?
That's a great question, because it's never been a marketing point for us. So it's been very normal, I think, in the search of some elegance. That's the word I would use. We were indeed the first to introduce colors in this kind of utensils, let's say oven dishes, for example. That was in the 80s, probably, long before I joined. And yes, we've always put a lot of efforts to have some colors that reflect who we are, what our promise is. And it's always been developed internally. We have our own laboratory developing own palettes, so we don't match Pantones, for example. So those are unique palettes, unique colors that are our colors, and so we create colors, and that's great for us, for our customers. Then it's always a challenge to choose because there are so many colors we would like to produce and sell, but it needs to remain manageable. But yes, it's in a few words, we are looking for colors which are intemporal, that can last for a long time, so you won't get fed up. So we are not looking for trendy colors. We are looking for deep colors, elegance, and colors also you feel comfortable to cook with. And that's our world of colors, let's say. And you were mentioning generosity and tradition. Yes, that's part also of what we use when we look at new colors, when we manage the color palette.
They're so beautiful, and I feel like they really complement the food as I go through your website and the videos, and you can see the array of colors. They're very beautiful. And you mentioned tradition, which is very important to you, your company. And it's reflected in your products and as well as your production process. Can you share some of those traditions with us?
Yes, it's one thing where I would say it's not a tradition, but it's been there since the very beginning, is to respect people and the environment. So it's not a tradition because it's a deep belief that we have. It's always been there, and my grandfather was always telling me how important it is, and that's also a reason why we decided to continue to produce in Burgundy in France instead of producing elsewhere. So I don't call it a tradition, but I think it's important to mention. In terms of tradition that we have, we are. We like that we continue to produce product by hand, so that they are handmade. We could have invested in more machines, let's say, to produce some of our items, But I think in this case it's really is tradition. That is, we like to do the work like they used to do in the previous generations. And I think that as long as we can continue like this, we will. So it's more of a challenge, but it's important for us. It gives a soul to the brand and to the products, and we want to keep this soul.
It gives it, yes, it makes it very special. And I think and you can explain it better, but that each person who creates a product by hand has their own stamp on the product, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another tradition. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, we want product people to be proud of the product they do, and also to engage themselves. And that's why we keep this tradition. To sign all the products one by one with the initials of the worker that is behind, and also the year when it's been done, and that's another tradition. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's really special. So tell me about some of your signature designs. I know you have several products. The Sublime Pot that we need to talk about as well, which is just wonderful. But whichever that are, I don't know. I understand also that your compost bin has been very, maybe not a signature piece, but
that's I would say a very iconic piece we have in the US is our pie dish, of course, because I think it really resonates with American customers that our pie dish not only performs well but is also special in the way it's been manufactured and in its in the way it enhances the pie itself. So that is a signature design for sure. Indeed, we do have some different designs for the pie dish, maybe two or three, not that many, but that's clearly a signature design for us. On a simple piece, which is even more complicated, because at the end there are some expectations for a pie dish. It has to be 9 inch. It has to be. There are some things you cannot play with. We fully understand this. On other products or functions, yes, I think one piece which is as well I would call a signature design of Emile Henry is our fruit bowl. Maybe you've seen this. So I really like this product as it is simple but very elegant, and I can see from our customers and the reviews and the way people react to that we really bring some emotion with this, and maybe more than the pay dish. I don't know, but and I really like to see ceramic that vibrates for people, that makes them feel good having this product on their day-to-day life. And I like the story as well behind the football, because it was a long study how people store some everything that has to that doesn't go in the fridge, that is outside, and when it comes to fruits and potatoes, onions, ginger, all this kind of thing, people didn't really have a nice option or nice solutions. And that was the starting point, and we came to something very simple, very nice. And indeed, you were mentioning the compost bin that we just launched. So it's one of our last new product. I like this one as well because it's been a tough. So I'm involved personally in the design. This one has been tough. We made, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 different versions to come to this. It's complicated for the lid. It's complicated for a lot of little small details, but details that are important. And we are exigent here. So as long as I'm not happy and it's not perfect the way we believe it has to be, we don't issue the product. And if we have to do 12 versions, we do 12 versions no matter what. And so that's I'm proud of the final design, even if it was tough. I'm proud of the final design of the compost bin. It's good looking, and it's also very convenient. It brings something to people who change their plastic compost bin most of the time to this one.
And it's beautiful. Yes, it's a beautiful product, and Earth Day, which is, around the corner. So that's a it's a wonderful every day. It's really an everyday product. But and your Sublime, that pot is really really wonderful, because what I love is how lightweight it is. I know there's actually a video I saw, a little commercial, a Neil Henry commercial, where a boy is holding it above his head, and you can see how lightweight it really is. Because once you fill that up with whatever you put in there, and if you have to transfer it from the stovetop to the oven, it can be very heavy, but it's really wonderful.
You're right, absolutely. I think you understood everything. That's what makes this Dutch oven different. It is. I can tell you. Yes, I do like my dad used to do so, bringing samples home every weekend and using and trying to new recipes or these kind of things. And I can tell you, the first samples I had from this Dutch oven, I really felt we had something special. We had it thanks to our laboratory again, that managed to come with a very special clay formula that allows to make this piece as light as it is and as resistant as it is. I really felt something very, very special. You didn't mention as well that the handles stay cool, and
Yes.
that really makes a big difference in your cooking moment with it. It's so nice to bring to the table as well, and it's been a long research to come to this. And yes, I'm very happy. I'm proud about this product that makes a difference in terms of weight, but not only.
It's really special. So I'm wondering about the clays that you use too. I know with the sauce pot, or the sauce pot slash fondue pot, which is so amazing. And it doesn't, the one that I have doesn't have the, I don't have a burner underneath it, but I put it on the stovetop and made fondue and put it on a trivet on the table, and it actually retained the heat, which is incredible. Is that due to the clay?
Yes, that's not only Emile Henry. All ceramics have this capacity to retain the heat. That's so you have some in the different materials you can use to cook with. Of course, you have a lot of metal utensils that are great for certain purposes, like to grill a steak, for example, and you have other materials that are better for other purposes. When it comes to slow cooking, let's say, ceramic is clearly the number one choice because it retains the heat, because it will cook very evenly inside your what you prepare, and this is due to ceramic properties, not to our special formula. But our special formula brings what makes our formulas special, and that's of course the choice of clay that we have is the heat resistance and the mechanical resistance, which is resistant to chipping. So that what makes us unique in the world of ceramics, and that's why we manage to do certain shapes that others don't.
Okay, I understand. Well, I love it too, because I can take that same pot and go to the grill and use it to baste whatever I'm needing to
Yeah.
baste. So they've been wonderful.
It was a Yeah.
It's been so much fun. So on that note, I'm getting hungry, and I can't wait to hear which recipe you're going to share. So we are going to take a quick break, but please don't go anywhere. When we come back, Jean-Baptiste will share a special recipe with us. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Please enjoy 15% off all Emile Henry products with code CULTIVATED. Visit EmileHenryUSA.com.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
She's alive. Oh, she's alive.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Karen Antonini, and you're listening to the Cultivated by Karen Show. For more information on this episode and others, please visit cultivatedbykaren.com and Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram. I've been speaking with my guest, Jean-Baptiste Henry, about his family company, Emile Henry, its wonderful history of beautiful traditions and French culinary culture. So Jean-Baptiste, I always ask my guests to share a recipe at this moment. And as I said before, I'm excited to hear what you're going to share. What have you chosen?
Sure. It was a hard choice to make because I've got the recipe of my grandma, for example, that I really love to do, which is quite simple. I have some I discovered more recently. One I like to do for my kids, that's the one I will share with you, is a Normandy style stuffed meatballs, which I do in the Sublime Dutch oven. So you need veal or pork paupiettes to do it, some butter, and it's special because you do it with a cider, apple cider, and that gives a very special taste to it. So you need first to prepare the paupiettes, or you buy them already done, as you can do one or the other. You brown them in the Dutch oven, which it's probably the best part of the recipe for me. I like to brown the paupiettes. Then you cook the onions and the apples. You deglaze all this. You braise the paupiette after this, always in the same Dutch oven pot, in the Sublime one. Finish to add cream and have this cooking for 30 minutes, more or less. And it's always a success at home. And of course, my kids they ask for always when will I do paupiettes for them, and really like these recipes because it's a lot of different skills that you need to use, and it is a special taste compared to the normal recipe for the paupiettes. Yeah.
That sounds delicious, and you get to use the Sublime Dutch oven as well, and all the products. So I understand that you are a family man, and you enjoy cooking. So that's so wonderful. Do your children help you as well in the kitchen?
Yeah, yes, they do. It's not very complicated to get them excited about cooking. My children, they are 8, 9, and 11. Of course, pizza evenings is always a success. So with the pizza stone, and so that's, I would say, I think it's the same in every family. The kids enjoy pizza, and more recently with my daughter, she really enjoyed to bake more. So that's always nice when you say that. Now we get time and let's bake together. Yes, it's good, and we try to discover more recipes. I like that they repeat my recipes, but I like also that with my kids we do recipes I don't know, or they don't know, and we go step by step, and then we're of course very proud of it, and that's a great moment for me.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. You're continuing those traditions and with your family and creating some new ones as well. It sounds like they could be your testers for new products as well.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, they can criticize as well and say, I don't like this one. Yeah.
Well, that's so funny. So Jean-Baptiste, where can people find more information about your products, Emile Henry products?
The easiest way to find information and is on EmileHenriUSA.com. We do operate business in the US, as you know, and we have our own website, but we have also other good partners that have special products that we do for them, like William Sonoma and Crate & Barrel and Sur-La-Table and Food 52, just to mention them. I'm sorry for the others, but yes. So those are destinations to get more information about all these products.
There's so many stores, and I think you sell to so many countries, over 65, I think I read. So that's incredible. Well, it was such a pleasure having you here today. Thank you for sharing that special recipe. And I'm looking forward to continuing cooking with your Emile Henry cookware.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for the opportunity you gave me to share my passion for what we do. And it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, friends. Please enjoy 15% off all Emile Henry products with code CULTIVATED. Visit EmileHenryUSA.com.
Thank you, friends and fellow food aficionados, for joining us today. I'd like to thank my producer, John Iannuzzi, Park City Productions. See you next time for more culture, cuisine, and comfort.